Well, hello and happy solstice to everyone out there on this beautiful but incredibly chilly day. You are listening to North Idaho Radio. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I am here today to introduce a very perfect guest who has something for all of us on a day like today. And you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life. And what I like to do on this show is find new people that have moved to Sandpoint. Being a born and raised local, I like to talk to people who are coming here and bring something interesting, and they bring a beautiful perspective. They still are wonderful caregivers of our land, and they appreciate our beautiful resources that we have here. So with that, I am going to introduce to you Kara Hansen. Kara has an incredibly ingenious little business, and it's something that I've been wanting to learn more about. And she came up here from the San Francisco Bay Area, and we were just talking briefly about what got her up here, and I will introduce her and allow her to tell a little bit about her story and her wonderful business, which is called Toasty Mountain Saunas. Welcome, Kara. Thank you so much for coming today.
Lindy, thank you.
Especially on this really, really cold day. I'm serious. I texted her this morning and I'm like, it's so cold. This is a perfect day to talk to people about what you're bringing to Sandpoint and the surrounding area.
Yeah. Well, talk about cold. I decided to wash the truck last night and something froze underneath. So we went to the store and bought a blower. But I got down here. Oh, it's all
did
good.
Did it not start?
Something froze underneath, maybe a belt or something. So we bought one of those giant blowers, and
You'll be learning. We don't wash cars on cold days. We just don't wash our cars. We let them go dirty. In fact, Sandpoint, that is kind of a nice thing. We don't tend to need to wash our cars all the time. I remember my selling real estate days. I'm like, you know, if you're really worried about the car and the color and the style, it might not be your fit. You know, move on down to Coeur d'Alene.
So, well, actually, I wash it more here because of all the salt and everything. But,
the salt is so bad. Yeah. But a lot of people like clean cars. And I mean, I am guilty of that too. But it is it is funny because it's just Sandpoint. It's just such a, the roads, everything. But
Yeah. Well, we got our little event today. So I thought, okay, maybe we'll do a clean car. But
the other reason this is such a perfect day. So for solstice, you're doing a great event out at your location.
Yeah.
And go ahead and tell us about Toasty Mountain Saunas.
Toasty Mobile.
Mobile.
Although mountain is fitting too. Yeah. Since we're in the mountains.
Yeah. Toasty Mobile.
Yes, because our first sauna is built in a trailer, and it's a tall, it's interesting, Lindy, you were in it, but it's fairly spacious and tall, and it's handmade with white cedar that's been toasted. It just has this warm, rich kind of North Idaho vibe, which is why I got it.
It's actually stunning. We'll get more into the insides of it, but tell us about your event a little.
So, well, the event, we're doing a winter solstice party, and I'm looking at the wind here. We might not do the huge bonfire. We might be going for a smaller bonfire, but we're doing a bonfire. We've got Smokesmith Barbecue doing a brisket chili, and we've got hot mulled wine and apple cider.
What time is all this getting underway?
It's a 4 to 6 today. In Ponderay. We're kind of just north of North 40. There's the hippie store. We're across the street in a little property there.
Well, we'll get more into this as the show goes on. But Kara, tell us a tiny bit about you and what. So she's been up here about a year. You introduced Toasty Mobile Saunas a year ago. You launched it a year ago, March.
Yeah. So my background is kind of twofold. I've always been interested in health, and it's interesting. I think if you start getting into these tools for health, like sauna or yoga or acupuncture, these different modalities, I think you come at it from one of two ways. Either you're born into it in your family, your parents were into sort of alternative method, have awareness about it, or you come into it because you've noticed things that that don't feel right. And so for me, it was more of the second. I grew up in a very traditional household using allopathic medicine and that sort of thing. And in a lot of ways, there's a lot of useful tools for emergency care and things like that. But what, you know, I actually studied nutrition in college, and one of the things I noticed in nutrition is that you can almost prove any study. Like if you have soy, you could say, there's 10 studies and 3 are talking about the benefits and 3 are talking about the challenges or the negative aspects of soy in your body.
Isn't that kind of the internet today? I mean, that is what we live in. So it's a matter of discerning.
Or coffee is really good for you. It's not so good for you.
Mm-hmm. Red wine and the chocolate. Yes, yep. No.
So I almost thought if you have enough money, you can almost prove anything.
Absolutely.
And I really lost the faith in all of these things I thought I was doing right, like the low-fat diet in high school and all that. You know, you're reading all the magazines and doing all the normal things, and it turns out it's more nuanced than that. And so so it's more about following what feels right for your body. In my mind, it's kind of trusting the instinct of how did that food make you feel? How did that experience make you feel? How does that person make you feel?
Because there's the 3 that say it doesn't work, and there's a 3 that says it does work. Well, guess what? It works for them.
Yeah.
So I love what you're saying is you're speaking my language. Like, you have to do what's best for you and really learning to trust yourself and your own decisions and doing your own discernment.
Yeah. Well, and I think that really came to light during COVID, right? So what are we going to trust, or who are we going to trust, and what information are we going to trust? And I think the other thing for me, so the last 12 years I was working for a really big catering company. I've probably done 1,000 parties over the past 12 years and love the work, and to me that's like creating these heartprint moments that people leave feeling like this memory that they'll have forever. Mm-hmm. So part of me, I love that element of it. So when I created Toasty Mobile Saunas, that was a part of it. But the second part was bringing this tool for managing your own health. And that's the sauna aspect. And
Well, that's actually maybe a perfect place. We're going to take a quick break because we like to just introduce the concept. And then what we'll do in this next, after our break, we're going to talk a little bit more about really the health benefits. And again, Kara, I'm just so, your language is so perfect. There's so much, this whole show, the premise of me talking to different people is really teaching people or just offering tools for them to manage their own health, their own stress, their own whatever it is. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. So I've been very, very blessed to have done really well with MS, but it is because I don't listen to everyone out there. I really do my own dance, and I'm thankful every single day. And some days it's not so great, but then, like I was talking during the break, I was like, then those are the days I'm going to eat my Muddy Buddies and watch a Hallmark. It's okay. That's okay. That's the better
treating
than
a
plan.
Different part of your soul in that case. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we are going to get into the health benefits. Like, why a sauna, right? All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to North Idaho Radio.
Local jobs, local service, local community dedication. When you choose Ford, you're choosing local. That's your Northwest Ford dealers. We're in your town, serving you, your friends, and your neighbors, just like we have for over 100 years. So when you need a new truck or SUV, keep it local and come see us. When you need an oil change or multi-point inspection, we're right down the road and happy to help. And when you want accessories to trick out your Ford, like a bike rack or bed liner, you don't have to go far to get what you need. Not everyone can say they're part of the local fabric, but your Northwest Ford dealers can. Whether you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, Great Falls, Montana, Coos Bay, Oregon, Yakima, Washington, or anywhere in between, we're keeping you on the road, and we're keeping it local. We're your Northwest Ford dealers. Stop by today or visit buyfordnow.com.
Sandpoint Superdrug is the only store in Sandpoint that carries the Ego product line through Ace Hardware, the original lithium battery-operated power tools that all the competition is making. The single-stage and two-stage snow blowers are the bomb. They work awesome with these batteries. No gas and oil mixing needed. Just rechargeable batteries. Superdrug has it all and have the entire line, including spin trimmers, blowers, hedge cutters, chainsaws, etc. Stop by Sandpoint Superdrug today, serving Sandpoint for over 40 years.
Winter Ridge Natural Foods has everything you need for your holiday festivities. Handmade and fair trade gifts, housewares, candles, and decorations are arriving daily, along with our spread of calendars and planners. try new local and specialty gourmet cheeses, and stock up on baking supplies in aisle 4 and the bulk department. We've got all your alternative flours and sweeteners, and all the homemade classics, too. At the registers, share some love by rounding up your total for the Bonner County Food Bank. Thanks, Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious. On the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
The thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantle, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Okay, let's talk about Benny. Where's Black Benny, baby?
Okay, I guess that's my cue. I usually have music, but here we are back. It is North Idaho Radio. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And again, I am talking with lovely Kara Hansen, who has brought Toasty Mobile Saunas to Sandpoint, and I'm so grateful because I got to experience it on Sunday. And it's we were just having during the break, we were talking about how it's such a healing component, and we're as a population very conditioned to seek out allopathic and Western medicine to heal and just ask them to help us figure it out. And both Kara and I are huge advocates of listening to your own wisdom and your own self-referencing for healing and health. So Kara, tell us a little bit what, you know, given that, what got you into the sauna wisdom and your own journey of saunas for health?
So I guess I want to share one quick story about my husband. About 3 years ago, before COVID, he had a gallbladder issue, and he went to the hospital twice. The second time, they said you've been here once. This is your second chance. We want to take out your gallbladder because it'll remove the issues that you're having. And he didn't want to have it taken out because he said this is a part given by God and there must be a function. He didn't necessarily know.
And it's so brave to go up against a really brilliant mind who has studied medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I was doing the multiple sclerosis when I'm like, nope, not going to take that. Thank you, though.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
Well, they actually wheeled him into surgery and he sat there and he said, you know, I think the gallbladder stones have passed. I think I felt something this morning. I'd rather have a new imaging done. And they said, well, we're already ready to do the surgery for you. If you don't accept it now, we've arranged everything for you. You won't have a chance to do it. You could be a lot of pain. We suspect you'll be back here in another emergency situation. And he had the confidence to say, I don't want to do it. And they wheeled him back in and they kind of ignored him for a day. He had one nurse who really helped him. But during that time, he found a more of a homeopathic alternate medicine guy from the UK who helped coach him through it. And he used a lot of alternative methods to help him get out of the emergency situation. So he came out of the hospital. He actually fasted for 3 weeks. And then he used a lot of these tools that we've kind of forgotten about. So you hear about like aligning with the rhythms of the sun, the biorhythms with the light.
And the moon. Here we are, the on a solstice. Perfect
right?
Topic. Yes, absolutely.
Let's acknowledge that today. And the PE, the pulsed electric magnetic frequency, PEMF mats, Epsom salt baths, which are actually great for relaxing the body. If you don't have a sauna, that's my first recommendation, is get a really hot Epsom bath. Or come to our sauna.
Yes, the sauna, yes. But the bath, I mean, I'm an advocate of bath too because it helps the mind. Mm-hmm. It allows the body to unwind. So not only to get like a physical bolt, but you really get the mental piece too.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
Yeah. So all these healing tools that he used, and he's been out of the hospital now three years.
And never did have his gallbladder.
He has not been back, and did not have it removed.
Okay.
And the other thing is that they told him, you know, you'll have to eat low fat and do all these things to manage your gallbladder. And one of the things the doctor told him, the person in the UK told him was he should eat really high fat foods. So like really fatty ribeye, very counterintuitive to
the gallbladder.
Traditional. Yeah. But the idea was to pump the gallbladder, to get the stones out, to get it to work. And it did work for him. So I don't know if it work for everyone. You have to have kind of a confidence in your bodies.
Well, I think, you know, this is also years coming. And on this show, I introduce concepts. So any of you listening out there, this is, you know, I introduce concepts and bring guests in that might plant a seed for you to just explore what might work for you. I love Western medicine. I am grateful for the brilliant minds that study multiple sclerosis and do all of
fix
the research
your broken
and
ankle.
And the fix your broken ankle, or you know, help, yeah, when you need the ER, they are fantastic. There are so many things that you can. I know I was talking to you with the multiple sclerosis. I take a Western medicine. I take an infusion every 6 months, and I say thank you, but I don't take all the other things. The because of this, you get this, and the baclofen for that, and all of the different medications that are prescribed, mm-hmm. because those are things you can, just since I use baclofen, that's leg spasticity. And you can do that with a hot bath or the sauna, you know? Mm-hmm. So there are these pieces, and I think that's your mission too with this, bringing this forward. It's just that testimonial is to...
Yeah, so then when we came up to this area, part of it, you said I'm from the Bay Area, but there's a lot of energy from the sun, right? And I've heard people say, oh, I'm solar paneled, solar powered. I really need that energy from the sun. And sauna is it's obviously a heat source. But the interesting thing to me about it, and after a lot of research, I chose a wood-fired sauna because of the way that the heat works and the energy from the wood. You know, if you go to sort of a more of a ethereal or spiritual piece of it, you can think about the sun delivering energy, the trees absorb that energy, right? They absorb the sun. And then when the tree's life is over, it's giving you back the energy in the wood. So it's like this transfer of energy from the wood to you in a sauna. And if you think about a lot of these modalities that are sort of these complementary modalities like yoga or tai chi or acupuncture or massage, a lot of them are actually working to move energy, right? So it's like this movement. I don't know if you've ever had a massage and you kind of fall asleep a little bit, or acupuncture, you could kind of fall asleep a little bit. Sauna, it's actually like your body is relaxing, the circulation is increasing through the body. It's this flow of energy. It's definitely acupuncture, this flow of energy. And that's really what sauna is doing. It's opening up your blood vessels, it's relaxing them, it's allowing greater blood flow, greater flow of nutrients through your body. And that helps with this whole flow of energy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things when I would talk to, when I'd go out with doctors and talk about to autoimmune, is we have to move energy, because autoimmune is usually, it's almost got, for sure, multiple sclerosis has a personality type where we are just super intense, tight, fast, furious type people. And we have to, and I think that's what happened to me, and probably why I hit rock bottom and, you know, lost use of the right leg, and the mind kind of went all kinds of crazy. And I think it's because I didn't know how to move energy. And so that's where yoga was my big piece. And even, you know, Tai Chi, I've done some of it and it feels so like nothing, but it really is a way to move energy out of the body. And that is so critical when you're doing, if you want your body to heal. And we were talking earlier about the body's ability to heal. Well, it does that in the parasympathetic state, which is that rest, digest function. And we all run around in the fight or flight. Yep. That's just the Western world.
Well, so the other thing that a lot of people doing with sauna is they're adding the cold piece. So it's like the hot, cold contrast.
Which is probably, tell us about that. Is that, I'm always wondered, but I mean, it feels good, but is that is it supporting the vascular system?
Yeah. So it actually, so if the sauna is relaxing, the cold is constricting. So the cold is great for inflammation. It's great for this constriction. So if you're doing hot, cold, it's actually a pumping kind of mechanism, not only for your circulatory system, but your lymph system, which is your immune system. So it acts as this pump. So it's, open and then tight and then open and then tight. But if you think of it energetically too, you receive the energy from the wood, the heat, and then you give it back into the nature. It's like this cycle of energy. And if you think about, that book I was talking about with prosperity, if you want more prosperity to come into your life, one of the things you also can practice is giving it out. Because if you have an absence, you have something to fill.
I like that.
Yeah. So there's, it's amazing what sauna has done. And the other part of it is the connection with people, because people are in this relaxed state, And there's sort of this democratic, even playing field of people in the sauna. You know, you can be a high-level professor or somebody who does construction or whatever. You're all the same in the sauna, right? And it's this coming together. If you're in there with other people, there's
a safety.
There's a safety and there's a relaxed connection. You know, it's sort of dark. There's a non-judgment. It's just everybody having a nice time and feeling good. So January, we're actually going to start. We've been doing mostly private sessions, but we're going to add 2 to 3 sessions a week that are community sessions.
I love that.
You want to get in and meet a few other people, that's a way to do it. So we'll have both.
Oh, that is a great way to do it. Well, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this. We'll kind of describe this sauna. It's a beautiful experience. So we'll describe the details of what's inside and how you chose what you did choose as far as wood and the fire and everything. So, all right, thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
Hi, this is Loretta from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the nation's largest grassroots organization improving the lives of those affected by mental illness. We want you to know that you are not alone. Join us at our next support group meeting on Wednesday, December 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall on Pine Street for yummy food and drink, as well as a short TED Talk on ADHD in girls and women. For more information, visit namifarnorth.org.
The Pondere Winery has an exciting December planned. Our 2020 Sangiovese is Wine of the Month. Sarah Taylor is back with her beautiful artwork, and we have music Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays to make you smile and warm your spirit. We have clever gift ideas for that wino and the family, or think of gifting a wine club membership. With hassle-free shipping, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Visit our website at powine.com for more information and a full list of events throughout the month, or come visit us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Happy holidays from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
Hi, this is Chief Corey Kuhn. On behalf of the Sandpoint Police Department, we would like to thank our citizens for their continued support. We can't express enough how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. We look forward to working together throughout the upcoming year and wish each and every one of you a happy and safe holiday season.
Hi, this is Captain Rick Bailey. Remember, if you're out celebrating with your friends and family this holiday season, to have a designated driver for a safe ride home. And the next time you're online, like us on Facebook at Sandpoint Police Department.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more.
There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend Oreille. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy. We wanted to let you know that we are still providing COVID shots, including the newly authorized booster shot. We also have regular flu shots and the high-dose shot for seniors. COVID clinics can be found at www.idahoprepmod.com. Just hit Find a Clinic and then search for White Cross in location. There you'll find our clinics. If the internet isn't your thing, give us a call to get your shot scheduled. You can find us at whitecrossrx.com. White Cross Pharmacy since 1922.
Christmas is this Sunday. Are you ready? North 40 Outfitters has tons of last-minute deals in store. Now through Christmas Eve, save 25% on all regular price Smith & Rogue and Noble Outfitters apparel and footwear. There's a large selection of toys for all ages. 25% off. Grab a game cam for under $25 and save 15% on all centerfire rifle and handgun ammo. Ooh, and 50% off all holiday decor. Yes, North 40 Outfitters has you covered. Open Christmas Eve till 4, closed Christmas Day. Merry Christmas from North 40 Outfitters.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, welcome back. Again, we are happy. This is Solstice, which is truly one of my favorite days. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. So my favorite day is Solstice in one of many ways, but we've just gone through this incubation, this quiet time, and we start to return to the light now. I mean, the earth does that. We were just talking earlier with Kara, who has Toasty Mobile Saunas, and we were talking about returning, paying attention to the rhythms of the earth and the natural cycles. And so today's actually a really special day. So just take a minute if you haven't and just honor the fact that we are in our
coldest and last
darkest day of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, now with that, I want to just walk you through an experience. So going to this little sauna, you pull up, it's just right out in Pend Oreille. It's so convenient and you don't have any expectations, or I didn't. And I went around and she's got these beautiful little tents set up. She's got a trailer with all these little towels and a great changing area. You can go back, it's heated, get all snuggly, throw your robe on, throw a towel on, and then you go into this sauna that is, it's just so quaint. I think that people who haven't sawn it, it's such a good experience because the way you've designed it, and then I think the wood burning behind it is so magical. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the inside. It seats 4 to 6, maybe, and you've got two layers.
Yeah, the sauna itself seats 6. But we see people come in groups of 2 and 4, sometimes 6. We did an event with 6, one of the bands that came to town. And so we're kind of doing a couple different things. We rent the sauna for private rentals, and then we also are hosting sort of this calling card, which is the open sessions. So you kind of see how I might do events. You get to jump in a hot wood-fired sauna, which is not that – there's not a lot of public wood-fired saunas in this area.
Not wood-fired.
Right.
No, and it is a different heat. That's what I wanted to to mention. When I walked in, I think it was far more intense, and I don't know if it's – it felt different, but it was a beautiful heat. I mean, I had to get out after 10 or 15. And again, with MS, they say, be careful of the heat. The heat will wear you out, make you fatigued. But for me, it energizes me. But I just do it in doses.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So a session is usually 10 to 15,
50
minutes is what you offer. Is that right?
So right now, if you come for an open session, we're doing them on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 50-minute sessions. In January, we're changing it a little bit. We're actually going to go a little longer to 75 minutes, so you really have time to relax and, if you want to get out for 10 minutes. I don't want it to feel rushed. Most people are maxing out the 60-minute period that they have, so we're going to switch a little bit to a little bit longer session, but typically it depends on how hot it is. So the sauna that we do, we typically operate it between 180 and 200 Fahrenheit. And the reason we take it up high is because it's a little bit of an extra stress for your body, but that stress actually causes your body to do things like produce extra heat shock proteins, and it increases your human growth hormone as well. And those two things have a lot, they help with anti-aging, they help with bone mass, they help with different...
Well, everything. I mean, vascular health. I mean, it's almost like if everybody knows about a gym, if you push it to the very, you know, hardest level, you go to fatigue, you break down muscle fiber and you rebuild. And I am assuming it's the same analogy.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. There's like this process your body does with proteins. Mm-hmm. There's like a fitness, right? Your body, to stay in fitness, if it's exposed to a little bit of stress, it kind of has to reorient and become fitter. So it's not just your muscles, but your whole body, you know?
This is my new year. I've gotten so in my, you know, my comfort level, but it's like pushing yourself outside your comfort level a little bit. Yep. And it's so cozy to stay inside of it, as I know and have known, because I'm in a really nice space, but in my mind and my head and my body. But it's like I need to continue to grow just so I don't just, and I think, you know, what you're offering.
A little bit of the heat does that. And also the cold contrast does that, because the cold contrast, a lot of people kind of brace for it, but it's like, if you can get down in the cold and the snow, there's a, you know, it's definitely a rush of endorphins. So, you know, to me, the sauna is this relaxed place. It's a place where you can really warm up and do some work in your body. And the cold is this contrast that helps with like vitality, right? Yeah, you can go out there and get cold and be in the snow. You can bring on the day, you know?
It's age-old wisdom. Mm-hmm. I mean, saunas were around long before allopathic care. I mean, it is age-old. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because traditionally all the saunas were wood-fired, right? So there's a kind of a debate where sauna started, whether it was in Finland or Northern Europe, or if it was like Mayan. You know, some of the native sweat lodges were also. It doesn't really matter, but the point is that both cultures used heat as a spiritual thing, as a healing, as a sacred and sterile place to go and warm. And when I was researching different types of saunas, there's a couple ways. Everybody is probably familiar with a couple different ways you can go. You can go with the infrared sauna, which are sort of more of the most recent types of saunas that integrate what people think is a deeper sweat, a deeper penetration of certain rays and things like that.
I never feel like those get hot enough.
They're definitely cooler, and a lot of them don't get hot. You can buy one that's kind of half, you know, does both. But it works a little bit differently. To me, that kind of came about in the research that I did. It came about because there's a convenience with it. You know, you can put it in a small space. You don't need a lot of power. You don't need to worry about heating up a stove with fire in it. And you know, they've really tried to sell it as something that is more valuable than a traditional sauna, and you know, there may be, but when I looked at the research, I noticed that a lot of people who were doing the research were the people selling the saunas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. So it was debatable. And the other question I had was, if you're trying to go into this healing mode with the sauna, I had a concern about the EMFs, which are, you know, becoming very prevalent with 5G and things like that. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to stick with something that's traditional, that's been done for hundreds of thousands of years or however long it's been done, and go that route. And, you know, and the difference between electric and wood-fired, I went wood-fired because it's much more mobile, but also in the people that I talked to, the heat is always, and it's funny because if you haven't been in a wood-fired sauna and you have a great time in an electric sauna, why would you? You wouldn't really notice it. But I was actually in Finland in September, and we went to about 12 different saunas. Some wood-fired. I did a couple electric, and then a smoke sauna, which is their gold standard there. But people there feel like, you know, the electric saunas are for gyms or for hotels, maybe apartment buildings. They're convenient. They're easy to get on and off. Here you can go turn it on while you're at the ski slope. So there's a convenience factor But it's a different feeling of heat. And so for me, I always say if the work of doing the wood fired is again prevent you from getting in the sauna, get an electric sauna, you know. But if you really want this like rich experience and you value the way the heat feels, you want to get it really hot, you want it to be consistently working for you all the time, then a wood-fired sauna is a great.
So interesting. Yeah. Is it a lot of work, though, to stoke it? Because I was thinking, you know, the whole 50 minutes that I was there, an hour, yeah, you didn't stoke it one time.
Right. It's not that much work. You have to plan a little bit more ahead.
How much ahead?
Well, like you can't start it from the ski slopes.
Right.
You're going to go
enough,
in and
yeah,
physically but, put I mean, wood
does
in
it
there.
Take, I think you said maybe 3 hours to heat up?
It's 2 to 3 hours, depending okay on the temperature outside.
Today, probably longer.
Yeah, today longer. And then, but you're going to get it going. You're going to get some hot coals in there. And then you're going to put a log in every about 30 minutes to an hour. Once it gets going, it's like once an hour. You're putting one log
in there.
Do
you use a specific kind of wood, do you think? I mean, does it make a difference?
You know, I definitely stick to more of the harder woods. So up here, I wouldn't call them hardwoods, but the tamarack and the red fir are the most common hardwoods you can get, harder woods.
Not so that's, birch or cherry or any of those.
Birch would
things
be great.
Yeah, we have birch.
I got less birch, but that'd be great.
Oh, man, leave my birches. I love those things. I love birch. I'm like, I never dad cuts them. I'm like, don't cut the birch. There's something about those. But anyway, so birch and maple and.
Yeah, would mm-hmm be great as well. Mm-hmm. Just less up here. But yeah, the hardwoods are the best just because they leave less residue and they have a good temperature.
Do you have to clean the chimney? Just like a regular fire?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Just like a regular mm-hmm stove. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the coziness factor is definitely bigger in the wood fired.
It's different. It feels, I have a wood burning fire and it's, I mean, every night this time of year, it's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and it's just so yummy. I could just lose myself. It makes me so happy and read there. It's nostalgic. I think the wood brings some nostalgia to the sauna, to the evening, whatever it is.
That reminds me too that, people in Finland, they consider the sauna their church because it's like this meditative place you can go. It's a place you can connect your ancestors because a lot of these saunas, people have been in them for generations, mm-hmm, or it's a thing that they've done for generations. And so
I like that. I might start going back to church if that's what we end up doing. All right. We're going to take our last and final break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your event and how you can get in touch and maybe even have this sauna delivered to you. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to take the plunge with us on New Year's Eve? Be here at Coeur d'Alene Casino on Saturday, December 31st from 10 p.m. to midnight for our $75,000 Penguin Plunge New Year's Eve giveaway. You could be one of 40 winners to start 2023 with prizes of between $1,200 and $5,000 cash. Plus, dance your way into the new year with our free live music in the Nighthawk Lounge. Penguin big this New Year's Eve, only at Coeur d'Alene Casino.
You trained, you practiced, you sacrificed for the team, you gave maximum effort and left it all on the field. Now life has a different use for your skills, a greater call to play on a field where victory is measured not in the win column, but in the lives of the friends, family, and country you'll serve. With world-class training, we'll coach you to be excellent in all you do. Don't defer your dreams. Live close to home, serve around the world, and play for America's home team, the Air National Guard.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. insured by NCUA.
Pat Murphy here, and today talking about the good folks at North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry and talking about aftermarket parts versus OEM parts. If you're wondering what that means, OEM means original manufactured parts that come on your vehicle from the factory. Aftermarket parts are imitation Chinese parts. Did you know that 85% of all insurance companies' estimates are written to include aftermarket parts? At North Idaho Collision, they only use 100% OEM parts, whether your insurance covers it or not. And out of the 150,000 body shops in the United States, there are less than 100 shops that only use OEM parts, and that includes North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry, who care more about quality than profit. If you live in Bonner's Ferry, it's a no-brainer where to go, and if you live in Sandpoint, Libby, or Troy, it's absolutely worth the drive. Call them at 208-267-9995. That's 208-267-9995, or go to the website. That's nicrepaircenter.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
We have 10 more minutes to before we send you on your way this solstice day. There we go. A little rhyme. I'm a poet and didn't know it. Okay, stop, Lindy. All right. Listening to Let Your Car Out Life, and I am talking with Kara Hansen, who brought this great wisdom to Sandpoint with Toasty Mountain Sauna. Mobile. I've given
Toasty
her a new
Mountain name. Mobile Sauna.
Toasty Mobile. We're just in the mountains, so mobile. And so some of the things that she does, so she has these experiences that you can go to right in Ponderay, and you can be part of these community events. I'll let you describe that. But also, you can go and do a bridal shower. You could go and do a someone doing a cleanse in January or something. You know, we can just park it. And so tell us a little bit about how they get that from you. And then,
yeah, we do private rentals, and we'll bring it to your house. So far, the folks have been really renting it are when they have family in town, or there's a birthday, or like you said, they want to do like a cleanse, a week cleanse.
Do you have any availability over the holiday if people are interested?
I have a day or two here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll take it for a day to someone's house even?
I will take it for a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was my understanding. I thought you did about a 3 or 4 day rental or something.
Yep. Typically. Well, it makes a lot more sense if you want to get in and do some work. And it's less per day, right, if you rent it for a few days.
Okay.
It's kind of like an Airbnb where you rent it for one day, you still pay the cleaning fee. And
sure.
So it's similar. You still have a delivery and things like that. But so most folks are renting it for 3 days to 5 days. In the case where you want to rent it for one day because you have some family in town, if I can accommodate that, I'll certainly try to. Because I want people to have the option to get in a wood-fired sauna.
Yeah, right.
It's sort of like this. That was part of it is, and that's why I do the community sessions and the open sauna sessions, is because I want to provide a way for people to have access to a sauna.
Do you know those days yet for the new year, the days you're going to have community sauna?
I'll have it. So I'm in Ponderay at our location there, and we call it Schweitzer Base Camp because it's right at the base of Schweitzer Mountain, but it's right on Highway 95. And so 2 sessions out of the 6 or 7 sessions a day will be community sessions. So if you go online to our website at toastymobilesaunas.com, you'll see, if you try to register for something, you'll see that there's 2 different categories and what the times are.
Okay. Yeah, it's very efficient. Your website is super easy to navigate, even for those of us who are not super technical, which I'm one. But you can also rent it and bring it to their house, which I think is kind of a fun option if you have a fun...
Yeah. It is, yeah. We've got a couple of rentals going on for the holidays. People are, they have folks and they want to share it with people. You could even rent it for your, like, you have a little cul-de-sac, you want to share it among a few houses and friends for a couple of days. That's another option.
And then do you teach everybody how to use it and how much wood and all of that?
Yeah.
And you bring the wood?
Yep. Okay. Well, if people have their own wood and it's the right size, then they can use their own wood. Otherwise, we'll provide the wood.
Okay.
And there's some wood included in every rental.
Okay.
And yeah, I show up with it typically warm and show them how to use it. It's pretty straightforward. There's a little manual in there if you get lost, but even if you've never really used a wood-fired stove, you should be able to navigate it. It's pretty straightforward.
And you just put it up on blocks or something so it doesn't like roll away or?
Yep.
There's wind out there. I mean,
I know.
Catch somebody down on the lake and it might just blow right off.
Yeah, we do stabilize it so that it's easy to get in and out.
Yeah, and the front folds down and so you can just walk up into it. I mean, it's an actual cargo type trailer, isn't it, would you say?
Yeah, it's more of a cargo. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's like a cargo trailer. But the wood, what is the wood that, because I always find it so fascinating that the wood doesn't get too hot that you burn your legs and booty and whatever. But yet everything else is so hot.
Yes.
Like you can't.
Yeah,
even your necklaces get hot.
Yeah, watch out for the metal. Somebody had a bathing suit with metal in it. She's like, oh, so that's another one. Don't bring your metal wired bathing suit in there.
And some people may think sauna, but you do encourage people to wear their suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the community ones, especially when it's on private.
Private one, nobody's looking inside. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still a public sauna. So for the comfort of everyone, it's a bathing suit or towel or robe or loose clothes.
Okay.
You know, you're from out of town, you've got a tank top, that works too.
Okay, great. But the wood, what is the wood that the...
So it's made out of a white Eastern cedar, and then it's toasted. But different types of wood actually hold heat a little differently in different parts of the wood. So like the, you can have clear grain or what's the other kind that has the knots in it. The knots will actually get really hot. So, and anything that you're sitting on, you want the clear grain cedar people do saunas and other things, redwood, and that's very expensive. But birch, traditionally around here, it's cedar because we have more cedar available.
It's just so fascinating that it doesn't get hot. Hot as it was in there. We're winding down our show, but it is such a worthwhile experience, and it's really affordable.
It's $25 a person.
A community session for the 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be 75 minutes even.
70 now. Wow. So before she raises her rice, you want to definitely go try this out. And again, I am a huge advocate for your health. And I do this because my body, no matter how hard I work out, I don't sweat a ton. I'm just one of those non-sweaters.
Yep.
And I know your skin is one of the biggest detoxifying organs of the system. And it's like, get those lotions and junk, let it go. So for me, it's an important thing for sweating. So I am just thrilled that you're in our wonderful little town. Go ahead and we've got a few minutes, just talk about your event that you're doing today on the solstice. This is a great opportunity to check it out. If you're out Christmas shopping, this would be a well worth stop.
Yeah, we wanted to celebrate the solstice and give people an opportunity to just come and gather together. And it's a low-key way to see what we're doing too. If you're into sauna or not into sauna, it doesn't really matter. Everyone's welcome. It's family friendly. And we've got a couple drinks and the chili from Smokesmith. We're trying to support the local businesses and get them involved too. And they've got some great meat, so that's going to be fun.
Was the chili from?
It's called Smokesmith.
Smokesmith. I haven't heard of him.
Yeah.
Or them.
They do events, mostly events. They've got a food truck.
So if you're not doing anything today between the hours of 4 and 6. I would encourage you to stop by, and the easiest way to get there for me, if you know the hippie store, the cute little tie-dye store that you're going up to Bonner's Ferry, just past North 40, it is directly across from that. So you want to be aware, kind of just look for it, and you have a great little sign that says Toasty Mobile Sauna. There's also a dentist office, so you'd be turning into the dentist office right there, and it's a great experience. So I just thank you so much, Kara, for coming, and I welcome you to Sandpoint, especially with your great perspective on health and healing, and I thank you all for listening, and I wish you all such a happy solstice. I'll be teaching yoga medicine today for the solstice, so I'm very excited about a yin practice, if you'd like, at the Yellow Room. So please join us for that at 4:30. And I just hope you all have a very Merry Christmas, and just cherish your health.